Let's move on from Donald Trump and talk about another politician, German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Over the weekend, she ended months of speculation by announcing that she will run for a fourth term. To some, Merkel is a champion of Western ideals, but others have criticized her open-door refugee policy. Constanze Stelzenmüller is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. She's currently in Bonn, Germany. I asked her how people there are reacting to Merkel's decision.
Germany is polarized in ways that it has not been for a long time. And so there are people who are immensely relieved and who, in fact, assumed that Merkel was going to do this because really the time where she could have said no without throwing her party into disarray had already passed. Then there are those who oppose her, who no doubt will be very much heard from in coming days and weeks and months.
So Angela Merkel's father was a pastor, her mother was a teacher, all in East Germany. Merkel herself was a scientist. Tell us a little bit more about how her background may have shaped her so far.
Well, I think if you grow up in the East, and I'm a West German, but what I've learned from my Eastern friends after the fall of the wall is that you didn't do well in that kind of system if you were in any way opposed to it. If you weren't able to be very quiet and very determined and very purposeful while appearing perfectly bland. And I think that Merkel's path to power in post-reunification Germany is explained with these characteristics. This is something that she was particularly good at. She is the first woman to have run Germany, and she has really modernized the country and her own party, the Conservatives, in ways that were inconceivable beforehand.
Her stamina, her achievements, does that mean being an incumbent, if you are Angela Merkel right now, is a good thing?
No. The German Constitution does not provide for term limits to a chancellor. But just like Americans have shown that they don't like political dynasties, whether they're called Bush or Clinton, Germans don't really like, for all that they like stability, they don't really like a chancellor to stay in power that long. So she was faced with two bad choices, really. Leaving and having people say you left your job or you didn't run again at a time when your succession was uncertain and there is many problems to solve and the country needs a steady hand. And staying and running again at a time when people will then be looking for signs of her imminent demise if she is elected.
So the election in Germany is still months away. What issues, Constanze, do you think are likely to define Merkel's bid for the chancellorship?
The election date hasn't been set yet, but it's very likely that it will be in late September, at the latest early October 2017. My guess is that the biggest problem facing Merkel, next to a host of policy problems, whether it's how to deal with Syria, how to deal with Russia, how to deal with the fragmenting of the European Union, how to undertake Brexit, and how to work out a new relationship with this new American president, I think the biggest political, as opposed to policy problem for this chancellor will be, how do you find a German and European narrative that successfully counters the populist narrative that we've now seen in the American election and that we are also seeing in Europe, which is that everything is terrible, everything is going to the dogs, and the country needs an authoritarian leader to change things.
Constanze Stelzenmüller with the Brookings Institution speaking with us from Bonn. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Marco.